if you knew the patient had a BRCA germline mutation, this patient with triple negative disease, what exactly would you have done?
So we would have counseled her that her risk of in-breast recurrence for the ipsilateral breast would be higher over time, and we would counsel her regarding her risk of contralateral breast cancer, and that that would also be substantially higher than the average population, and discuss the possibility of bilateral mastectomy for both management of this cancer as well as risk reduction for the future as an option.
So just to be clear, though, then double mastectomy but no neoadjuvant therapy?
Oh, no, still certainly we still would have recommended preoperative therapy. This patient has node-positive disease. We want to try to downstage the axilla and try to avoid a lymph node dissection if we can. So there's still a benefit to giving preoperative therapy in the triple-negative patient, even if she's going to have a bilateral mastectomy. You have a benefit to downstaging the axilla, and you also, again, have the benefit of being able to assess the response to treatment to determine if this is a patient who would potentially benefit from additional therapy after standard dose-dense ACT.
I think that is an important point in terms of, you know, I think what I see in terms of, you know, surveying people is that a big motivation to give neoadjuvant therapy, and particularly triple negative HER2 positive, is the local procedure itself, avoidance of axillary dissection, maybe making the primary surgery more favorable. Is that your thought?
Absolutely. As I tell my patients, if my medical oncology colleague is going to recommend that they receive systemic therapy, that we have the opportunity to get sort of that secondary benefit or that bonus from it by using it before surgery, again, potentially downstaging the breast, potentially downstaging the axilla. So, of course, I would never encourage someone to take chemotherapy just for that benefit, but if they're going to receive it anyways, then there's really no disadvantage to using it up front to try to get those secondary benefits.